Welcome back, Panther fans. I'm David Brown here with Ryan Graham.
Hey, y'all.
Tim Thurber.
Hello.
And this is State of Atlanta. Now, we're going to find a new intro if Tim refuses to drink beer now.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
It's usually beer after. It's been beer like after. Yeah. I like doing the vodka first for whatever reason.
I do vodka first. I've got it right here. Been drinking it, and then I've got beer for the podcast, and I intersperse it with a vodka because I like mixing my drinks.
I think that's a good idea. Not scientific, but I think I also drink slightly less when I have vodka than the beer.
I drink everything at the exact same rate, except for water.
Doesn't matter.
If it's Diet Coke, if it's beer, if it's vodka, if it's whiskey, I will drink it at the exact same rate. If it's water, never touches stuff. Horrible. Bad for you. It's an ingredient.
If it's water, it's you decline.
It's what goes in the toilet and how you get your pasta cooked. And if it wasn't so expensive, I would have cooked my pasta in like bone broth because that tastes better.
Yeah, but that's so we got a lot of water too.
Pretty good. Yeah.
But it's flavored water. It's got the good stuff in it.
Got it.
You gotta boil you gotta boil your pasta on something, Ryan.
As long as you mix stuff into water, it's okay.
Like I said, water's an ingredient.
Yeah, barley.
Let it sit for a minute.
Rye.
Welcome back, guys. Have a good weekend. We got to see each other. We got all three of us got together this weekend.
Yeah, baseball.
We got to watch a baseball game.
And we had some beers in the bus lot.
It's a good time. The game, not so much.
It was a good game until that one inning.
One inning that you erased that one inning. We knocked the socks off them. It's fantastic. I think that the refs were being D-bags because like that they were ready to go. But those last two innings, it was just like strike. They're not all strikes, buddy. Come on.
You got to swing at everything to win the game, right?
Apparently so.
I wasn't watching.
No, we were Ryan was out there recruiting news about the baseball program.
I was doing my social thing like I
transfers,
do.
Right? No.
Yeah. Transfers? Yeah, I don't think we have any baseball transfers going on. No, Panthersville, so this is only my third or fourth time going out there, and I started school in the 90s. And it's quaint. The GSU baseball complex is quaint.
It's not as bad as people make it out to be. It's just far away.
It's homely. It's homely.
Once you're there, it's really not that bad. And they actually had like some stuff going on. There was like it's like an alumni day. They were serving booze. We didn't get any of it. We had our own.
Once you're inside, it's okay. Like, but the getting into the bus lot is like a little. I drove past it, even though they have the little sandwich board out, and it just needs more signage if they're gonna keep playing there.
Yeah, well, and if not. And if you put in GSU baseball complex into your maps, it has you turn early.
Well, yeah, and it's the top entrance for the football stadium, right?
You can't really find it because it gives you like when you Google it or whatever, or when I put it into Waze, it gave me the campus that's right down the street, the Georgia State campus, perimeter campus. It's like right there, which it would have brought me close enough, but like I would have had to have found it. Right. And nothing else seemed to work. Well, no, I ended up having to go to the website, copy and paste the address into Waze.
It's because you're an Android guy. Apple got me right up to it and then just said turn a little too soon. But I knew because I've been there before. And so I saw the sandwich board, like you said. And I was like,
I'd rather it tell me that it doesn't know where it is than tell me the wrong place.
Get me in there. Well, I mean, get me within walking distance, and I'm good. You know, it's the if it has no idea where it is, get me like a street over. That's fine.
I'm just saying, I'd rather it be like I don't know what you're talking about than yeah, sure, I know what you're talking about, and then it's the wrong place.
I feel like it's getting you in the side walls. You're not getting right in to the stadium. Yeah, yeah. So we almost missed the turn too. We almost turned into the top parking lot where the football stadium is.
Yeah,
but man, I gotta tell you, just every time I go there, I'm like, we have to get out of here.
Sounds like we are. Sounds like we're getting out.
Doing a little chit chatting and heard a couple of nuggets, as Ben would say. about
overheard things. Nobody told us anything. We just overheard things that were said at the alumni tailgate talking to all the
not even there. I was just somewhere. But that, you know, we're gonna be playing baseball not next year, but the year after in a new stadium.
Breaking ground in Summerhill for the new GSU baseball park stadium.
Yeah.
What arena? What you're gonna call? We have a cool name. We have the park, and we have the box.
What I think it'll come. You know, we can't force anything. We can't.
I'm still going with the Hank.
We don't know yet. We don't know yet. It doesn't make sense if there's no Hank.
It definitely won't be the Hank then. If you're saying it's the Hank,
we could say like wish it was the Hank.
Yeah.
Okay. Why can't it be the Hank? It can be the Hank. It's gonna
what
be
do you
Hank.
Mean the Hank? What's that have to do with the Hank?
Hank Aaron.
Well, if it's up in the blue lot, what does it have to do with Hank Aaron?
He's got a little statue down there nearby.
Oh boy. Until they take it. Aren't they trying to take that from us?
And no one's taking that wall. No one's taking the wall either. No one's taking the statue. Screw those guys. Who's taking the statue?
I don't know. I just thought I heard that somewhere that they were trying to take the statue. But of course, I've heard they're trying to take the statue. I've heard they're trying to take the torch.
Where are you gonna put the torch?
I don't know. I think they're trying to move it to Centennial Park.
No, that's ours. Dibs. We called it possessions.
We'll sell it to them.
We'll sell it to them. I think the city owns it.
Yeah, $50 million in NIL money. We'll give it to you.
There you go. Good fundraiser.
Well, we definitely need it. It's cool. So what we heard was baseball's approved. Baseball's happening. And the only reason why it hasn't happened yet was because of the construction of the Convocation Center parking deck. And the city didn't want to have two projects going on at the same time.
Yeah, something about just too much going on in the same place. Even though I guess the bus line is fine for them to do right there.
Who knows?
Don't tell the city of Atlanta.
Sorry, it's just all I've been dealing with all the traffic from the bus line.
I bet that's stuff be going on, and
who the hell knows what that's even going to look like.
I don't understand.
Big
I don't
empty get... bus line.
And I really don't get it. Like, why anyone's excited about this new bus line? Because there is an existing bus line.
It's like own I don't lanes.
It's yeah, awesome. But it's not like it's not like traffic is that bad, or it wasn't before all this. Went in to do.
It's gonna be rapid.
When everybody comes in for the baseball games, it's gonna be pretty crazy, man.
Oh, right. My bad. I'm just not thinking too far into the future, I guess. People are really just like, man, I can't wait to have that bus line. I'm like, you have a bus line. I just don't.
There are people that are just super excited about any kind of mass transit, be it buses, trains, heavy rail, light rail. And they just, whether it is or is not, they believe it to be the be-all, end-all to solve all problems in the entire world. And they just get excited about it. And hopefully this works. Hopefully it does solve some problem out there. But, yeah, I don't know. It won't work for me.
I sort of understand why someone might think that. I don't really fall into that category of people who think that, you know, mass transit is going to save everybody. But even if you think that, we already have one.
As Tim said, it's rapid now.
They did want it to be like light rail, which that would have been crazy going down that road.
It was going to be streetcar.
So it's kind of better that it's a bus that's going to look like a streetcar.
Maybe. I know. I thought it was interesting that that Kava that's there, their location is Summerhill Station, which I thought was. Okay. Intriguing, you know. I was like, well, it's not like a big bus station. It's just gonna, I guess they are gonna do like something kind of fancy, but
it's gonna be, you know, raised off the ground, so you're kind of like boarding a streetcar, but it's a bus instead. So
if I take Marta to the Georgia State train station, am I able to hop on that rabid transit and get down to I'm gonna call it rapid transit. Rapid transit sounds a lot better. Can I take the rapid transit from Georgia State Station to football games? The box, the park, the Hank.
We
need shirts. The box, the park.
I think you can find that out, but I don't know.
I don't think.
What good is it if you can't get down there for that?
Well, it's a kind of a circulator loop, right? So
it's kind of a screw you to the Braves, though. Again, like, you know, you're not going to get a train station there, but you're actually getting rapid transit from.
No, they had buses too.
They did. I used those. Yeah,
they weren't, but they weren't rapid. They
were as rapid as they're going to be. They had like 10 buses going back and forth from the MARTA station to the stadium.
That was just a bunch of them, but there was like no foaming mouths. There was no rapidness.
So I think you can do that, David, but the last time I remember looking at this like a year ago, I think it goes like up and away from the station.
I'll have to go away from the stadium for to turn around to the and come stadium. Back. That would be the most Georgia State thing ever. Absolutely.
Well, like, it's not ours. It's the city's, right?
Yeah,
it's
it'd be a very Atlanta thing, though, to be like, oh, let's do this bus thing and let's make it not convenient for anyone.
I think it goes counterclockwise.
All right, so let's do this. All right, when the rapid transit opens up, let's one of you guys, both of you guys, come over to my house. We'll take the train to the Georgia State station, and one of us will walk towards the box and the other will get on the rapid transit and we'll see which one gets there first.
It's going to be pretty close.
I'm not real big on walking or bus riding.
I'm going to go with the bus. I'm going to go double down on bus.
Could I call an Uber from the MARTA station?
You going to find that third option? That works. All right, cool. Yeah. All right, there we go. So we'll do
you
one
pay for it.
Yeah.
We'll use our smart Patreon money to handle that.
MARTA fee and bus fee?
The fun part is you're going to have to drive away from there to get on MARTA with it. Oh, wait, this is going to be fun, man. Let's get like just lit up at my house and then go on the train and figure out how we're going to get to that'd be the appropriate way to go to a sporting event. We got to really go all in on this. All right, we come to my house pregame, get totally lit, chug a couple of beer, walk up to MARTA station. There's a bar there. We can do another one in case we run out, and then take the train there. One of us Ubers, Ryan. One of us buses, Tim, and then I walk. I may walk fast. I'll probably have to pee really bad.
Yeah, that's quite a walk. Was that like at least 15, 20 minutes?
If you have to stop and pee, then you just need to stop and pee. That's part of the timing.
Well, I would not be the first person to pee while walking down downtown Atlanta.
You just got to turn around and walk backwards.
As long as the wind's not blowing towards you, you're
good. Yeah, well, yeah.
As long as it's a one-way street, you're good.
Walking over 20 and people are like, I just saw a guy getting pissed all over himself on the bridge.
You get a flare-up of wind, it goes all over your face.
Oh man, this is escalating.
I like it. It's gonna be fun.
David, I don't need to know that about you.
But also, Brian, you should know this. You live in this place. When is this supposed to be finished?
What?
The bus line.
Oh, psh. No, I don't know. But even if they have a timeline scheduled, like
it'll be 2 years from now.
It's public work, man. It's gonna be a while.
Yeah, whatever time frame the government gives you, double
at
it,
three.
And then. And triple the price. That seems to be, if you come under that, then it's a winning issue.
then it was actually a net revenue.
Sounds right to me.
As long as it comes in under budget.
Perfect.
One of the other things that we overheard at the baseball stadium that nobody told us directly about the baseball stadium.
More?
Was no longer free games, going to charge tickets, season tickets, going to require a PAC donation. I think that's
inevitable. That.
We got to pay for it, right?
So that's inevitable, rather, right? Like, you know, if you building a ballpark down there between the basketball place and the football place, you're not just going to let people in there for free, right? It's going to have to be. That makes sense. So that's what I'm getting at, right?
We're moving to the Big 12, right? So we're going to have to step up and be like the big boys.
I mean, I think like a $5 ticket's not a big deal. They should make it still, like, if they're going to charge, like, make it basically not a barrier at all, you know? Like,
Braves used to have $1 tickets.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, the Braves, when they
were here,
you could still get an upper deck like left field, right field or whatever for like $12, I think.
You could. Student discount was awesome too. I remember that in college.
Yeah.
And then after college for the next 5, 7, 8 years.
But I mean, you know, just, as long as just you have a that couple ID. Bucks.
As long as you have that Georgia State ID, you're good to go. They didn't check. Even when the IDs changed to Georgia State, I'd still show the Georgia State ID. They'd take it.
I just found mine. I was going to see if I could use it somewhere.
Should.
Mine literally disintegrated. The last time I saw it, when I pulled it out of a wallet exchange, I pulled it out of my wallet and it just kind of
fell apart.
Yeah, it was like the ending of Avengers Infinity War. It just turned to dust. It was that
it's old. Telling you it's old. Yeah.
I think
yeah.
the last tell me, place it's I telling used me
that
it,
I'm old.
The last place I used it was when I was in Sydney for 3 months. I went to the Sydney Zoo and got a student discount. That was when I was working for Manhattan Associates.
Did you get the Where's Georgia State University? I can't even do an Australian accent.
No, they didn't care. And also, you didn't do any accent. It's like you just gave up.
I did. I didn't even think about an accent until I was halfway through with it. And I was like, how would Bluey say this? Bluey should be a mascot for us.
We should have Bluey.
I mean, it's a dog, not a cat.
Well, he's public property, I'm pretty sure. So
She. Bluey's a girl.
Whatever. Whatever. I just found that out like last week. So
it took me forever before I figured out that Bluey was a girl.
I heard it's a cult. That's all I heard.
What? It's not. It's Bluey. Not a bad. I mean, as far as if you're gonna let your kid have TV shows on for an extended period of time, Bluey is not the worst one to let them have on.
No, and a lot of people are you know, let's not get stuck on this, but a lot of people are saying that is like one of the best shows. Like comparable to Mr. Rogers and
Mr. Rogers, definitely.
Some of the stuff that came out of that and all that. So yeah. Bluey's like the next good child development show.
Mr. Rogers is a bit dated though. Lots changed since those early
days. Yeah, but it was so good. Go ahead.
Mr. Rogers was dated when I watched it in the '80s. So
yeah.
He just dealt with like hard issues though, and like in really good ways for kids to deal with and all that stuff. Like it was just an incredible show.
If there was a better man who ever lived before or has lived since than Mr. Rogers, I don't know who it is. That do you read about him and he or things we saw ourselves? Legitimately, the best person that's ever walked the face of the place. It's like him and then Keanu Reeves. Just best people ever.
There was a movie, right, for Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
Yeah, Tom Hanks plays him.
Yeah, it was good.
Tom Hanks.
That movie.
I don't think I watched
another it, good dude.
Yeah, gave me all kinds of.
For Tom Hanks, he's really good dude.
Never met him.
I've heard. No. I've heard otherwise about the bosom buddy.
Oh. Ooh. Anyway,
well, I right, did overhear a golf tournament. Apparently they have a baseball golf tournament every year.
Okay.
That I knew nothing about.
And if we don't know about something Georgia State related Tim, if you and I do not know about something Georgia State related, we are two of the most dialed in, not that we have connections, but that we actually pay attention to everything Georgia State. Ryan is just kind of like floating golf? Through the wind.
I'm at least third most plugged in. There's just a big drop off.
Yeah. And it might be
Tuesday night, Ryan knows what's going on, but as soon as news breaks on Wednesday, he won't know about it for another 6 days.
Yeah, it might be internal only. I don't know. It was a former baseball player that was talking about it and it seemed interesting. I was like, well, that's a cool idea. We should use that to raise, you know, money for NIL or PAC or
the thing that comes out of athletics. We're just like, oh, that sounds like money for the NIL.
we should market that. Well, because like I just went to a golf tournament for my work for one of my customers, and there's just money floating all over that place with sponsors and all that. And I was like, we should do that.
It's a good, cheap fundraiser. I mean, I don't know exactly how cheap it would be, but I bet we have a partnership with the East Lake where they play.
I think we have another golf course somewhere.
Do they play in East Lake? That's not where they play. They
did for a while. I don't know if they do now.
No, we have our own official golf course. Where was it? What do we get?
We were playing.
Where do we play?
Bobby Jones.
Bobby Jones.
Yeah. But I don't think they play there. They play somewhere else. I don't know. It sounded interesting. I was like, man, that sounds like a fantastic fundraiser. Get some corporations involved. Get some sponsors. I mean, you know, have it, make it an event for not just people playing golf, because that's what they did. The work event I went to, there was also kind of like a party and fundraiser and silent auction. Like, just do it up. I mean, mm-hmm. got to figure out how to make the dollars. Right, they're not going to just fall out of the sky.
Well, I mean, McGee's doing that with the he's pimping out this car show,
the car
hardcore.
Show.
You, yeah. see, you see this, Tim? Man, like it's like every day McGee just tweeting out about this this car show, which directly benefits the All Blue All NIL.
Wait, you didn't just tweet about it one time?
It's like every day, at least once a day.
And is he also like posting it to other social media? Is there an email about it, maybe?
We have tweets, twits, and twats. It's all over the all the variations. Yes, yeah, yeah.
I like one of those things.
The twits.
Definitely the tweets.
You got me.
Twats, not so much.
No, but he's I don't know about the other social medias, Ryan, because I'm not on the other social medias.
That's
I'm
fair.
Too old for social media.
That's fair. I followed him, and I think I put that I wanted notifications, but that part of my Twitter is no longer working, it doesn't seem like.
You don't get notifications anymore?
What?
Elon broke it for you? Specifically you?
Tim, it's because he has an Android phone.
Oh, okay.
I bet Elon uses an Android.
He might. He might use Android.
No. He's like Tony Stark in Iron Man 2, where he has this like little piece of glass with see-through phone that he can like do stuff and then hack into the Congress.
Yeah, and in the bottom right corner it says powered by Android.
No, Stark Industries, you moron. It's SpaceX or the boring company is my favorite thing that Elon Musk has ever done.
That is kind of good. It's catchy.
The boring company, and then the name he gave to that huge rocket was BFR, big effing rocket. Like, come on, this is literally a child with $1 trillion. This is the shit that I would do. Like in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, when what's Peter Quill, when he finds out he's getting like Kurt Russell, when he's getting Kurt Russell powers, and he's like, I'm gonna make some weird shit. Like, that's exactly what Elon Musk is doing. He's making some weird shit, and I'm all in for it. The dude's a weirdo. I get it. You can't even spell his kid's name on a regular keyboard, but the dude is cool as hell. I'm in. He is a modern day Iron Man.
Whoa, that's a little too far.
Well, like modern day, the day's kind of lame. So,
well, he's not a superhero, David.
That you're aware of?
No, I'm pretty sure. We'd know there was superhero out there.
We are one terrorist attack away from Elon Musk becoming a superhero.
That's scary.
But then we can get everything else. We can lead into the Avengers and everything, and we can get some spider people and some badass Russian assassin chick. Come on, let's do this. Let's
Could we just keep Scarlett Johansson in that role? Could she just still be?
She can have any role she ever wants. A friend of mine's wife looks like Scarlett Johansson. And I'm like, did you ever notice your wife looks like Scarlett Johansson? He's like, why do you think I married her 15 years
He's
ago?
He's like, no, I never noticed, you idiot.
All right, we've gotten off topic, but so we're in agreement that it makes sense to charge for baseball tickets and a PAC donation.
And we should do fundraisers to make money.
And we should do fundraisers. We could do like... Yeah, use the park to make all these facilities should be used to make money. I mean, I guess the park is being used. We don't know about it, but apparently there's something going on pretty much every week from what I'm told. They're doing commercials and TV stuff and movies, and they have something going on pretty much every week. That may be a slight of an exaggeration, but there's a lot going on over there. They're generating some revenue out of that football stadium.
Well, who is they, though?
Athletics.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If any of our listeners are out there, who owns the stadium? Tell us.
I'm pretty confident Athletics owns the stadium.
I just swear someone said that university owns at least the club level.
That'd be weird.
I know, but it's Georgia State, so it kind of fits.
That's also true. It's also true.
I have no idea. I don't think they have any classrooms and stuff over there.
No.
No, I don't think the university owns anything.
It's all athletic offices.
If anything was to own specific space in there, I think it would be a foundation, but I don't think the foundation owns anything either.
Yeah. And I mean the athletic department has their offices there, but that's
right.
That's it.
Could you imagine? Have you guys ever been to the old athletic offices?
Where were they?
Down in the bowels of the sports arena, or
I accidentally walked in there.
Yeah,
I was like, "Where am I?"
I was in there for a PAC board meeting, and then now you go to the park, and I'm like, "My God, these people upgraded their office space so much!" Like, there were no views. You were underground. You were in underground Atlanta. It was horrible. Now they have light. They have windows, and they still can't get anything done.
it is weird how much nothing's changed.
What? Yeah,
like over the years, we've had turnover, we've had different people come in, we've had different ADs come in, you know, and it just feels
we've had different AD come in.
That's true, but it just feels like nothing has changed for years and years and years.
I think the next big so we're witnessing the first big change to Georgia State since we started football. And that's with Del McGee coming in. I mean, I'm all in on this guy. I think he's really going to revolutionize what Georgia State athletics is as a whole, not just football. But he's going to change athletics at Georgia State. The next time we have anything of this caliber will be whenever Charlie retires, or I guess he's not getting fired. But whenever Charlie moves on to that next role for him, that'll be the next time we see some legit change at Georgia State. But right now, McGee, like Ryan, you say all the time, athletic director Del McGee.
Yeah, AD McGee. But the thing is as he does that, he's likely going to be getting pushback. And as that happens, you got to hope it doesn't get beaten out of him.
He'll leave.
That would be a huge failure on our part, though. That would be like a man. We're just going to stay the way we are.
Or he does really well, and then he's out here in like a year.
Oh, man.
But at least prove it out.
I think we capitalize on everything we can, because Del McGee's here for no more than 3 years, in my opinion. Because I believe in his success, and he's going to do so well that he's going to get picked up by a larger program and go from making nearly $1 million a year to making multiple millions of dollars a year at a different program in 3 years max. Book it.
Yeah.
Hope so. That would be a success.
You know who else needs to be making millions of dollars a year?
Me.
You.
Okay. Well, not the Ryan one, but yes, me. I need to be making millions of dollars a year. Coach Beth Van Fleet.
Van Fleet in the house. Killing it.
My God. Like, if beach volleyball was a revenue sport, we would be just like killing it.
We should be fundraising for beach volleyball.
If it was a revenue generating sport, we would not be killing it, because there'd be more competition.
The ladies won the Sun Belt back to back season. They did not lose a Sun Belt game the entire season. I mean, like, undefeated record, undefeated. The semifinal game, I had that one on against Coastal Carolina. Was that what it was? Maybe it was quarterfinal. I forget. Either way, that one got a little close. Coastal was coming for the ladies, but they shut them down in short order. Crazy. It was awesome. You know, it happens.
It's just a little mixed up. Don't worry about it.
If you are Charlie Cobb, what do you do with Coach Beth Van Fleet? I mean, like, you've got to, like, she's got to be rewarded. She should be highly paid. This team, she started from scratch.
And bonuses in her contract that reward her for this achievement?
I don't have the contract, but
it's a volunteer role for not having it.
Could be.
No.
This team has never been anything less than a national contender from the very beginning. And like, have they ever been non-ranked? Can a school ever say that they had?
Yeah, I think they've been consistently good.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't gotten better. We've had more teams enter beach volleyball, but we've not gotten worse. We kind of maintain where we're at. I'd like to see us get to the next level, though, being a top five.
I think beach volleyball as a sport at the college level has changed a little bit over the course of, you know, the time since we started up and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've made it to the, you know, not national championship, but like, it was weird. They were like a top. I thought they were playing for a championship game and they ended up being, or a championship berth, and they ended up finishing sixth or something. I don't know how that worked. But either way, what she's done of all sports, in downtown Atlanta, beach volleyball is the most dominant. That's crazy to me. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, even when we were making fun of them for there not being a lot of NCAA teams, when, you know, be like, oh, they're
that
ranked.
Was you,
like,
how many are that there? Was you. That was all you. Was I was you, all but, for yeah. it. I was super excited about beach volleyball from the very beginning.
What I'm about to say is we were still good comparatively then. Like, even though we were still like, we weren't ranked like 25 out of 25.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We were 20 out of 25.
What?
We were 20 out of 25.
I think we were a little lower than that, weren't we? Higher? I don't know what you're supposed to say there. It's a lower number.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you turn down the air conditioning or do you turn up the air conditioning? Which one is it?
No. But we've stayed, and as the sport has grown, we've stayed consistently good, and it's been great. It's been great. We're a beach volleyball school.
And you think about in any sport, generally, the taller you are, the better you are. The Frary sisters are like 5'3", and they're out there just killed the winningest combination in Georgia State history of beach volleyball, which is admittedly not that long, but still 5'3". It's crazy to me.
That's short. So I think what you're saying is we should pay her more money, give the players more money.
Give Beth VanVleet everything she wants. Okay. And if she asks for it, give it to her. Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
That's what she said.
All right.
I tried so hard not to.
Actually, that's what she said. We don't know if we talked about this last week or not. We can't remember what we were talking about it on our before we got on here. So last week there was some talk from national media about a G5 football playoff, and I didn't bring it
if
up
because necessary.
I didn't bring it up because I didn't really care because I feel like it's been talked about, but it's starting to get a lot of attention. What do you guys think? Should the G5 have their own playoff?
Nope.
No, unless needed.
All right, cool. Next subject. No,
I mean, what is this, like an NIT, but not for anyone else? No, and then I also saw somebody say, "Oh, should we have the bottom half of the P5 be allowed in?" And I'm like, "What? Why would we do that? That doesn't make any sense. If you're gonna make a separate thing, why would you let the halves in? That doesn't make any sense."
Ryan, the only reason you would ever have anything, any kind of tournament outside of the college football playoff. Is it, yeah, if the P5, the P4 are in it as well. That's what the NIT is. Like they don't limit the NIT to just mid-majors or low majors. It's the best of the rest. There is no reason why the G5 programs should ever want to identify themselves as anything other than full FBS members. It makes no sense. So if you want to do another tournament, a best of the rest, the bottom 12, whatever.
The NIT,
I would say the only concession I would make is you say every conference champion that's not in the college football playoff plus the next what is that, 8 teams.
So really the highest championship should be seeded anyway.
The highest ranked 8 teams. Yeah. That's what my thought is.
I'm okay with that. The way I saw it phrased was inviting the Vandys and Purdues of the world and not Vandy the other ones.
Vandy would never be in the
I'm just
G5
I'm just
playoffs.
Saying like when it was clearly pointing out those, that to me was a turnoff. If you just say it's everyone, it's just another tournament, and it's everyone that didn't, you know, didn't make it as eligible or whatever, and that's what we're going to do, I think that's fine, but the NIT doesn't, nobody watches that shit.
They should make it like the old All-Star game at in the NFL. Instead of it being like on campus, like crap, play
touch
this game.
Football?
No, not touch football, but like the All-Star game, the Pro Bowl game used to be in Hawaii. Make it nice. A big, huge party, man. Like, go out there and all these games, like on the beach somewhere, everybody make it an excuse to go out and watch this and then have your best teams. I think it'd be fun to do something like that. But no, don't do anything that excludes the power programs. It makes it just G5.
Right. Don't people turn down the NIT?
You can.
You can turn
it
down.
Or is that the next? There's another tournament, like one more down.
CIT. There's like CBIT.
That people.
There's like five of them or something like that. Yeah.
There's a 3-on-3 tournament. No, just kidding. There's no 3-on-3.
The CBI and the CIT, you both have to pay like 40, 50 grand for a home game or some crap like that.
Yeah.
You can turn. Hey, you know what? And let Vandy turn down their invitation to the NIT of football. That's fine. But I guarantee you those conference champions that are left out will want to play, and they'll have some other P5 programs that want to play.
Nobody watches the NIT. It sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I've watched some NIT games.
I've watched a bit
when we were in it.
When it gets towards when we're in it, but I've watched a bit when it got towards the end of the tournament.
When I didn't realize that it was an NIT game, I thought it was
an NCAA tournament. They fooled you, David.
I didn't quite understand. I didn't hear you.
Which thing? Sorry.
The last thing you said when David cut you off.
I forgot already. It wasn't important.
That's fine.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Now, the other thing I thought of, instead of a tournament, if you're not going to do another tournament, let's fix the bowl games. Instead of having like some crappy bowl games, let's pit these G5 conference champions against each other in good bowl games.
So I read the article that we're talking about differently. I read it as the G5 commissioner person, whatever his name is. Don't know his name.
There's not a G5 commissioner.
Whoever this person was that's discussing it, whoever the top people are, administrators from the group of five, I read it as they're trying to think about the future and when the inevitable happens, be ready for the future. I didn't read it as we want to do a G5 playoff now, because that's just dumb. You don't need to pull away now. If you pull away now, I'd say pull out.
You gotta say the right term.
If you pull out from the,
that's what she said.
Wait, pull out too soon.
If you pull out from the big boys now, you know you're just giving in to what they want, right?
Yeah, they're gonna be like, oh, it's their idea,
right?
No, I agree.
Oh, they wanted to leave us. Oh, that's cool. Bye.
No.
Bye.
Yeah.
No, screw that. Let those guys ruin college football. Sure. When the top 30, 40 teams want to move on and do their whole thing, whatever, their own thing, that's fine. We'll maintain the college football playoff with 12 teams.
For them.
And now it'll include the what's the leftovers from the P4 plus all the G5 programs.
Great. We'll have double national champions. We'll call it the UCF National Championship.
UCF now. Oh, the asterisk championship.
Yeah. The only thing that would make it okay is relegation. If we were playing for relegation,
for it,
the big programs will never agree to anything.
I would watch the shit out of that every year. I would watch it.
Would you support a federal law implements this?
The answer to almost all questions that start with that is no. So
federal government.
But if it happened, how much would you enjoy it?
I wouldn't enjoy that. I mean, I would watch it.
When Georgia State gets promoted to the higher league, you would not be excited.
I've told you guys, like, I have problems with the way that sports is interspersed into public education. already. Like, but I still watch it, and I'm still here. I'm still a big enough fan to have a podcast.
As you sit here on a podcast talking about a public university,
but I do have millions problem
of
with
taxpayer
that.
Like, dollars on
exactly.
Athletics.
But that's where I can get football. So like, what am I supposed to do if I want football?
What if they put stipulations into the whole relegation and all that moving up? What if it was, if you move up and you still get your regular TV money from the G5, whatever it is, a million, 2 mil, 5 mil, 3 mil. And if you're in the, whatever the new thing is called, for 5 years, then you start getting that sweet, sweet money. Like, you have to make it. You can't just be a flash in the pan, like Coastal Carolina. You can't be Coastal Carolina. There you go.
It's like, it's your 401k. You got to get vested. You got to be there long enough to really get it.
Yeah. That way, if you're a P5 and you move down, potentially you can work your way back out of it and keep all your money forever.
Ohio State and Michigan and Bama, they're never agreeing.
On the off chance they fall that far.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not
advocating
for this. Can you
imagine Alabama fall in the G5?
Oh, like when they got like
there was a time when Georgia Tech was winning national championships. So
there was.
Yeah, there was a time when Rudy was sacking Georgia Tech quarterbacks. So
SMU, they were big. They got the death penalty.
They got the death penalty. Yeah.
Now they're back in the ACC playing Georgia Tech.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I don't hate being ready. I don't want to do it now. I think David, you said that you read on the Sunbelt forums that lots of people are excited and want to do this. I don't.
Yeah, but they're idiots.
Why? But why do you want to separate?
It's people that want to see good football and think that, well, they accept the fact that the playing field is not even.
Yeah, it's not even, right? Yeah.
But
never was.
Why would you ever separate yourself? Also, there's a bunch of just P4 elitists out there that think that G5 is subpar football, garbage football, and not worth it. I would argue that G5 has some better games week in, week out than when you have in the P5 or P4 programs. So the thing that the P4 need to do is actually get rid of their Vandies and their crappy programs. And that way, you get Georgia over there saying that they want to have this upper tier, but they still schedule Norfolk State and Arkansas State and crap.
They still do it after.
Like, you talk about how big, badass, how awesome you are, and you're still scheduling this shit. You don't need to invite Texas and Oklahoma to join your conference. Just schedule Texas and Oklahoma on the schedule. Just do that.
Sure.
Yep.
That makes you more money than where can you find Norfolk State at Georgia on a Saturday? On what TV channel is that? The SEC Network Plus?
What you're doing though is describing a good reason why they won't ever fully pull out.
You should always pull out.
Well, at some point,
it feels too good.
Unless you're step-stepped, then you don't have to. Pull out.
Unless you like changing diapers, you should always pull out.
So I mean, I didn't really read the realignment part. Was it talking about relegation or like?
Oh well, they wanted to do like one division of a super conference with relegation, and it was just the G5 programs.
But oh, one higher tier, and then like multiple lower tier or something.
There was the proposal, the Super League proposal, which I thought we talked about.
We did talk about that, yes.
8 divisions of 10 teams, and then that 8th division was going to be
I remember this.
G5. Yeah. Which, honestly, if that's what the federal government came in there and imposed, I would love the hell out of it. I don't support that happening, but it would be a really cool way of doing it. It'd be nice. But
I said this last time we talked about this or some other time before, but it would be interesting to go back and look at what happened when FBS and FCS broke apart in the first place, because it's got to be a very similar situation. And like, did the government come in and say, all right, you're done, here's the dividing line, or did they decide? Did the FCS teams decide Did the FBS from what teams I, decide?
From what I understand about that was they saw a discrepancy in the quality of football, the ability of programs, but they did not want to relegate.
Poor. It was fun. It was fun. It's basically budgets.
Poor choice of wording there, but they didn't want to strip the smaller programs from the D1 status because of their basketball programs.
Right.
So they said, okay, well, we'll create two levels of Division One for football, and then the basketball programs can still compete on the exact same playing field.
But it's sort of what we're seeing right now, right? Is that the top tier is saying, like, hey, we're really too good to be playing y'all.
Yeah, but if they're so too good to be playing us, then stop playing FCS teams.
Right, and it turns out they're not too good to play us. They're too good to allow us into any playoff that they create.
Now you do get one G5 program.
Also, don't F with the NCAA basketball tournament. Don't touch it.
Oh man, they're gonna ruin that too.
I know they want to. They're trying to make it 96, which will ruin it.
It's so dumb. So dumb.
So the whole reorg that I just reread real quick because I was curious what the hell it said. It'd be interesting because we would get more money because they're saying one banner divisions, everyone shares money equally. But I don't like that. I want the idea of moving to the American and getting more money.
Bunch of commies.
And then looking down at the rest of the G5 and be like, you don't have the money.
Dude, I already have an idea for my shit talking to the trash down south when we make it to the Big 12 or to a power conference. You know, the only one positive thing I've ever said about Trash Down South is that GS baseball logo they have on their hats. I think it's a legit logo. I think it's a quality logo. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Georgia State goes P5, and Trash Down South has left in the Sun Belt here, same logo, but instead of an S, it's a 5. Like, oh yeah, look at that, you're G5. Losers. That's my idea. Every single time
I see that. I love the pettiness. I love it. Yeah, we're all losers. We are. I mean, we already know that. That's like a default level, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can you not hate them?
I'm thinking more about this. Part of me wants the more money, at least in the American or higher, whatever. Part of me is like, well, it wouldn't make sense to everyone just split the pot. But I just think if you break off, all that money starts flying away. Like,
no, I think we should totally be in the American Conference right now. We should totally be in the American Conference. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We should be in the American Conference. That was a absolute failure on the part of Dr. President Brian M. Blank, whichever way you say it,
and Arthur Charlie Blank. Cobb. Ooh, could you imagine if our president was Arthur Blank? Oh,
that's a blank.
You did.
Brian, what was his name? Brian, what?
Blake.
Blake, not Blake. Blank. Blake, Brian. Remember, I talked about that vodka at the beginning of the podcast? It kind of kicks in after a while.
It's Brian Blank.
You still have so much.
And Arthur Dr. President. Blank. Dr. President. This is like the fourth one, too.
Oh, so. Good job.
That's right. You had things to do earlier. It required lots of vodka. So.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that in last call, I think. It's,
yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
That's probably last call, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're there, right? We pretty much covered everything, right?
I mean, I'm close.
You going to leave it in this time?
Well, Ryan, don't forget to pull out.
My mind is just in the gutter.
I think we have plenty of title ideas with the pulling out.
It just comes up. Tonight. Comes out every podcast we do.
Heyo,
hard and strong.
That's what she said.
Hey, hard and strong is not a bad one either. All right, you guys remind me of this crap. She said. All right, Tim, you want to send us out of here?
Sure. Thanks everyone for listening. We're going to take a quick break here. Ryan's going to go pee again. We'll jump over to last call. If you like what we heard, you know, join our Patreon at patreon.com/stateofatlanta. You get early access to our live streaming for last call, discounts on sweet merch. It is awesome. Apparently we're redoing the merch store. No pressure, David. Our always festive group chat action, which is extremely lively. and always has the breaking news that you want. If you could be a fan of the show, it's only $5 a month, or 10, or 3. David's still not told me how much. But $5 sounds really good right now. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys. Or peace, sorry.
Peace.
That's it for us this week. Thank you for listening. Please follow us on Twitter at State of Atlanta or on Facebook at facebook.com/State of Atlanta. And if you enjoy what you're listening to, please rate and review us on your podcast app. Thank you very much, and go Panthers.